Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, as many of us know, children recover much faster than adults from broken bones, and now researchers at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, they've developed a drug that has successfully transferred children's ability to rapidly repair and regenerate healthy new bone tissue into adults, even into older cells. This new therapy, scientists say, can strengthen the bones of elderly people at risk of life-threatening hip fracture, as well as quickly repairing even severe bone injuries or defects. To tell us more, Sean Duke, science reporter, is here with me. And Sean, well, why is it that the children are so much better at repairing bones than adults?
Well, doctors and surgeons, scientists and a lot of the rest of us have known for a long time that children are quite remarkable with their healing powers generally, and certainly when it comes to bone fractures. But the question was, we didn't know exactly why. And to find an answer to this question, well, scientists at the Royal College of Surgeons in Dublin, led by Fergal O'Brien, he's a professor there in biomedical and regenerative medicine, they set up an experiment. So the idea was to compare stem cells that were donated from children aged 9 and 10 attending Temple Street Children's Hospital under the care of the surgeon Dylan Murray there, with those of healthy young adults aged between 20 and 30 years old. And this was all done, of course, with the consent of the children's parents as well as Dylan Murray, their surgeon. The scientists then ran a genetic analysis on the DNA of the children and compared it to the young adults. And they wanted to see or understand what the children's stem cells had, these remarkable stem cells that can develop into any other cell, which the adults, the young healthy adults, did not have, so and could account for the children's vastly superior bone healing ability because they're much better even than young adults. So they did that. And lo and behold, they identified something that seemed to decline even in the young adults quite quickly. They found a gene, and this gene essentially was asking like a master repair kit, a master repair gene. And this gave the children, if you like, with nearly superhuman powers or incredible healing powers anyway. And the finding was really big because this was an answer. It provided an answer as to why children who break a bone can repair that bone much faster. And I know this from one of my own kids. It's amazing how quickly. The gene was called JNK3. The scientists call it affectionately JNK3. and the level of fall off in this JNK3 repair thing between the children and the healthy young adults was dramatic. And that surprised the scientists because you would think that the healthy young adults would have it. But no, not so much. And the finding fit with the fact that we know there's a rapid decline in our ability to repair bone after we reach the age of what we call skeletal maturity. Our bones stop growing, essentially.
At what age?
That's about 14 for girls and about 15
for boys. So very, very early, this super gene diminishes.
That's it. It declines.
So they find the master gene responsible for repairing bones in children's bodies, solving a scientific mystery, I suppose, and solving perhaps something we all thought was down to just age and youth.
Yeah, it was a mystery, and you could say, well, it's down to age and youth, but we're comparing young adults.
Is it of practical use?
Well, that's the thing. The finding meant it was of practical use, actually, because it meant that if researchers could now find a way, a therapy, a drug, if you like, that could ensure that the master gene, the master repair gene, remained active in adults right into old age. So to take it and keep it active, because the gene seemed to be switched off very quickly. It was still there, but it was just switched off, like the lights went down low. So this, of course, would be a game changer, because if they could do that, it meant that the older people, older adults, even elderly people, could have access perhaps to a drug that would keep their bones stronger and less prone to fracture, which is a killer in people over age 60. Now, just to give you a few figures, I looked it up. In 2016 in Ireland, there were 3,608 people over 60 were hospitalised with a hip fracture, according to the National Office of Clinical Audit. And the shocking reality is that 20% of older people of that group who had a hip fracture will be deceased within a year.
That's a huge, large number.
Yeah. So these fractures are often due to osteoporosis, which is bone weakening. It affects more older women than older men, but both groups are affected. Younger people can get it too. There are as many as 200,000 people in Ireland with osteoporosis, not just elderly people. So that's a lot of people that would stand to benefit from a drug, a non-invasive drug, that could strengthen older bones, prevent them maybe having to get these invasive hip replacement operations. And to talk about this, I caught up anyway with Professor Fergal O'Brien, who mentioned earlier, who led the research effort at RCSI. And this is what he told me as the machines hummed in the background.
Hip fractures are very, very serious, and we often see these fractures in relation to the disease of osteoporosis. And if you get a hip fracture in your 70s, you've got a 20% chance of being dead within a year post-fracture. So if we can at least try to target early intervention to try and restore bone to healthy levels in older people, that would be a huge advance.
It certainly would, and a huge benefit for older people. But what about the rest of the younger adult population? Can it help that population too?
Yeah, so it can, Mary. And people of the middling age can certainly benefit. Younger adults and middle-aged people who suffer from diseases like osteoporosis, which I mentioned, which weakens bones, and this can help them. The therapy works by making sure that the master gene is working in the location where the bone has been damaged by osteoporosis or by an injury. It can potentially help those who have suffered bone loss or damage through a traumatic injury, maybe a car crash, for example. And these people often have to undergo difficult, complicated, painful surgery with bone tissue being grafted back into place. We'll probably know people who've had this. It's really a tough operation. This new drug could, as a preventative approach, reduce the need for such procedures because the fractures hopefully wouldn't happen, and could also speed recovery times when procedures are still required. Now, Dr. Arlene Gonzalez is a scientist from Ecuador who is based at the RCSI. She was a key member of the laboratory team that did this work we're speaking about, and she explained its importance to me in this clip we have here.
Therefore, the people that have suffered any sort of big trauma, they would be able to get these sort of therapies in order to recover and produce a new bone from scratch, let's say.
Dr. Arlene Gonzalez there. Sean, the research was, of course, as you were saying earlier, made possible by this donation of children's stem cells. Is there a benefit for children?
There is. Dylan Murray, the specialist plastic surgeon I mentioned earlier, he deals with a range of bone health issues that affect children. He was farsighted enough to see how the donation of children's stem cells for the experiments could benefit the children. And I asked Dylan how the research at RCSI can be translated into effective new therapies to help the children he deals with bone issues. And this is what he told me.
Take, for example, in children who are born with soft bones or bones that have abnormal calcification. You may have heard of osteoporosis or osteogenesis imperfecta. It may be possible to stimulate more normal bone formation using medicines derived from this research. Also, in children who are born with a hole in the bone, for example, cleft palate, or where the cancer of the bone has been removed, we will be able to grow bone rather than have to transplant it from another part of the body.
Fantastic. Dylan Murray there. What happens next, Sean? How is the RCSI and its scientists going to take this therapy out there into the world?
Yeah, the therapy has been tested and proven to work now in cells in the laboratory. So as well as the drug, they have developed biomaterials which will help activate the drug once it's inside in the body. These biomaterials have been developed here in Ireland, which is amazing technology to develop here, and they can activate the drug precisely where it's required to grow new bone tissue in the body. And the scientists now want to set up links or collaborations that will enable them to test their drug and their biomaterials as a therapy in human clinical trials.
Sean Duke, thanks for bringing us that uplifting medical story.